This building is really designed to help bring the researchers at Upstate Medical University to study the brain and how it functions and how it goes bad in disease. So we're bringing all the scientists from different parts of the campus together. We're bringing our clinical researchers and our basic science researchers to really begin to look at, again, basic functions of the brain and also how the brain doesn't go so right sometimes in disease.
And you were saying this is cutting edge?
This building is what's exciting about the building is a couple of things. First of all, we have what's called the open lab plan. So it's got the labs are not anybody in their own little cubby hole. They're allowed to be in moving across different labs open between each other. So that fosters interaction. The other thing is that with funding from the state, and they provided us also funding for some new cutting edge technology. So we're going to get microscopy, and this is a way to look inside the brain, so you get better visualization of what the brain is actually doing. If we ever wonder what you're thinking, those microscopes will help us see what we're thinking better. And also some high-end, what's called a next-generation sequencing technology, which right now we're beginning to, instead of, you know, the human genome has been mapped, we're taking that technology and bringing it to the study of the brain and understanding the genetics of our risk for disease, so understanding people's genetics and why they're susceptible to different types of diseases, and in this case, neurological diseases.
So how is that to be done? Did you know, It took them a while.
It took a huge investment for the human genome, but the return on investment was, I think, one to 20 or 1 to 100 in terms of a return on investment. It was billions of dollars to sequence the first genome. We're down to $1,000 per genome now. So it's an amazing technological leap since they first made that investment. The plan with the Obama Brain Mapping Initiative that we're actually very poised to be part of players with that is that it allows us now to take that next leap in technology with the genetic sequencing, applying that to understanding of like different disease processes and putting the two together. And our computing power is phenomenal as well, and so computing is also going to be an important part, because as you get more information, that big data, big information, we're going to have computer processors, and we have rooms here that are built to handle that storage capacity. So that's been part of the thinking for this building, is also to include the data capacity, that once you generate that data, you got to crunch the numbers, right? We don't have enough brains to do that, so we need computers.
Can you say anything about how, you know, the collaboration aspect, the new equipment, the Obama project, et cetera, sort of will allow you to advance, you know, the knowledge of the brain and so mm-hmm. on, where you might not have had that ability before if there wasn't really a place focused upon it?
What it allows us... the collaboration is an important aspect, because people will come here and they have a place to work together. So you bring everybody in one spot. For example, this two-photon microscope we were talking about that we're going to be purchasing. Other people, not just here at Upstate, but we'll make it available to other researchers at SU, at ESF, if they're interested, to be able to come here at Rochester, throughout the New York State, to come and work with our faculty here. There's enough room for everybody, so you're not crowded into a little space, and that's important to build that collaboration. And it really puts our name out there in terms of places that are making the investment to want to be players in that research.
So does this just study brains of the disease, or do brains of the disease study, you know, affect all sorts of illnesses, I guess?
We're focusing primarily on the diseases in the brain. If you think about blindness, actually, so vision is when we think about that as an important thing in blindness. How does the eye see, and how does it develop? With the brain, you can even think about when the brain isn't developed correctly, it causes mental retardation and problems along those lines. We can think about epilepsy. We can think about schizophrenia, or as you age, one of the bigger problems with aging population is Alzheimer's or Parkinson's diseases that can have problems sort of later on. So we can build that in as well. One of our faculty studies what's called Lou Gehrig's disease, or ALS, and looking at new treatments for ALS and combining with the three other SUNY campuses with clinical trials to come up with new ways to treat some of these diseases like Lou Gehrig's disease.
This is pretty exciting.
Yeah, these labs could lead to the development of a treatment for Alzheimer's or something like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we don't care so much.
Right. So we don't have a profile. Go ahead.
That's all right.
just answer that question?
Yes, it could lead to treatment for new diseases. Bringing the faculty, and it's important when you bring basic scientists and clinical scientists together, because the clinicians are the ones seeing the patients. They're the ones that see the person that has the disease, right? And they come back and say, why do they have this disease and how do we treat it better? And the basic scientists are the ones that try to figure out the answer to that. So bringing the two in proximity allows them to kind of drive the field forward and hopefully work on treating new diseases, like I said, with Alzheimer's or stroke or anything that affects brain dysfunction or brain function.